This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing well and taking care of yourself. So today we've got an alien right here. I've hand-painted. If any of y'all would like a painting, let me know. Sign it, Lockdown Universe, for you. Hey, guess what? We got Area 51 right behind us. We got a militant alien up there. We've got Dennis Rodman up here. You want to see him? Because you say I never show you guys anything. There you go. You got that one. And you got this one over here. You got the militant alien over there. So, hey, guess what? Guess what? Guess what? We got a employee-directed... Well, I should say... A video that was created by a NASA director that was for employees that warned them that something might happen. Something unexpected might happen, and they may need to alert themselves, take care of themselves, and be aware of a potential threat. So, I brought it to you. I figured I should share it with you. I think it's really interesting, and I got a couple extra videos for you to take a look at as well. So this is Charles Bolden back in 2011 stating that y'all need to be worried or be ready to take action to only his NASA employees. How did we get this video? That's the question. How did this video make it out of NASA? Nothing makes it out of NASA unless they wanted to, right? Well, sometimes they make mistakes. Sometimes their mistakes hit the internet. Happens all the time. But this video was never meant to come out to the public. It's only meant to come out to the employees. So I really think that you're going to enjoy it. I think that it's fascinating that it made it out. I think that NASA makes a lot of partial mistakes, especially when it comes to the videos that do make it to the internet or the pictures of Mars or the moon that do make it to the internet. Through my research, we've been finding out that a lot of these researchers tell us that they increase the brightness level on them so much that it blurs out any detail that's potentially in there. So what a lot of people are doing is they're taking these images and they're lowering the brightness level and they're uncovering all these secrets of the moon and Mars and many other celestial bodies. Now, there are folks that do all the airbrushing and do that kind of stuff too for like the big bases and things like that. But for small things, they might miss it. So especially these guys were doing this stuff back in the 70s, 60s, 70s and 80s. And then, you know, all these photos were coming out. So if they ever made it out and they missed it, well, guess what? They didn't have computers to back them up. They didn't have AI to back them up and be like, oh, you missed this. You missed this. You should airbrush this out. So we got lucky on some of those early ones, I think. So let's take a look at this video and we'll talk about it afterwards. So like the Joker says, here we go.
We at NASA, we're an incredibly unique organization. We're the only agency in the federal government that's responsible for the safety and well-being of people, not only here on Earth, but off this planet. Think about the natural disasters that could occur in your area. Think about attacks that could come like 9/11 from outside forces, and talk to your family about your work and what they need to do to prepare for the unforeseen.
On June 13th, 2011, NASA's Administrator Charles Bolden sends out an emergency preparedness video to NASA employees. But what kind of natural disaster is he talking about?
Yeah, what kind of natural disaster is he talking about?
Now, I'm not going to make this a super long podcast, but I think it bears the necessity for asking the question, seriously, what was he talking about? I just want to go back. I want to listen to this for a second. Yeah.
Not only here on Earth, but off this planet.
So he says,
we're an incredibly unique organization.
We're unique.
The only agency in the federal government that's responsible for the safety and well.
We're the only agency in the federal government that is responsible for the people here on the planet and for, what did he say, a people in space?
Being of people not only here on Earth, but off this planet.
Off this planet.
Think about the natural disasters that could occur in your area.
Yeah, natural disasters. Okay, I get it. But then he talks about 9/11. That wasn't a natural disaster.
Think about attacks that could come like 9/11.
Attacks like 9/11 that could come from what?
From outside forces. And talk to your family about your work and what they need to do to prepare for the unforeseen.
Yeah, what the fuck are we talking about here? This is for NASA employees, okay? That's all I'm going to say about that. The proof is in the pudding, man. I mean, if you want to find the truth, you're going to find the truth. You're going to push, you're going to push, you're going to push, you're going to find the truth. So what's the truth? The truth is that, you know, they just continue to lie. But nonetheless, I want to show you something. You may have not seen this. You may have seen it. But what the most... Okay, let me backtrack. Hang on. Rewind.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Neil Armstrong gave a speech during the 25th anniversary of the lunar landing. He gave a speech and talked about peeling back one of truth's protective layers. That's one of the most profound statements in any speech. But what a lot of people don't know is when he starts this speech, and it's only like a minute long, is that he states that the parrot cannot, is like one of the, oh, what is he, here, let's just play it. Forget it. Don't listen to me. Listen to Neil. He's the freaking man anyway. Here we go.
Wilbur Wright once noted that the only bird that could talk was the parrot, and he didn't fly very well.
Okay, so I don't know if you heard that or not. He said, Wilbur Wright said, the only bird that can talk is the parrot, but he doesn't fly very well. So I came across this just trying to pull up, like, you know, NASA flip-flops and flops and mistakes. But what I think is really interesting here is that he states that NASA really made a mistake. NASA let him talk. And NASA wants these astronauts to be parrots. They want you to say what they want, right? Well, Neil is about to say something that they definitely don't want. Now, he flies very well. So if you read between the lines, he's saying he's not a parrot. He's not going to say what they want. This guy's a genius, okay? This guy's a genius. He said right off the bat, I'm going to tell you something that you might not know. So I turned up the volume a little bit here, and we can listen to the rest of the speech, which is only like a minute long here. Okay, here we go. Everybody liked the parrot joke.
Well, I'll be brief. This week, America has been recalling the Apollo program and reliving the memories of those times in which so many of us here, colleagues here in the first rows, were immersed. Our old astrogeology mentor, Gene Shumate, even called in one of his comets to mark the occasion with spectacular Jovian fireworks. And reminding us once again of the power and consequence of celestial extracurricular activities.
Extracurricular.
Many Americans were part of
activities.
Apollo, about one or two in each 1,000 citizens all across the country. They were asked by their country to do the impossible, to envisage, to design, and to build a method of breaking the bonds of Earth's gravity, and then sally forth and visit another heavenly body. The principal elements, leaving Earth, navigating in space, and descending to a planet unencumbered with runways and traffic controls, would include the major requirements necessary for a spacefaring people. Today, a space shuttle flies overhead with an international crew. A number of countries have international space programs. During the space age, we have increased the knowledge of our universe 1,000-fold. Today we have with us a group of students among America's best.
Here's where it gets good.
To you, we say, we've only completed a beginning. We leave you much that is undone. There are great ideas undiscovered, breakthroughs available to those who can remove one of truth's protective layers.
Say what?
There are places to go beyond belief. Those challenges are yours. In many fields, not the least of which is space, because there lies human destiny.
All right. Hold the phone now. He said what? He said, if you can unravel, peel back the layers of truth, one of truth's protective layers, the challenge is yours now. Come on, man. Come on now. You guys got eyeballs. You guys got brains. We're all born with a brain stem and a spine and, you know, things that make us move and understand the world. And we can read between the lines with Neil. You know what Neil A spelled backward is, right? Alien. He's not an alien, but he's seen one. And he saw the ships. And they stated that on the back channels of the medical channel, right? So they had the primary channel, went to Houston, and everybody could hear public channel. And then they had the backup channel, the medical channel, in case some shit went down and they didn't want it on the public channel. But some shit went down, not medically, but what they were able to see and what some of these radio operators on the ground were able to pick up was these babies are huge, is what Neil reportedly said. And they were able to see these humongous football field-sized craft all around the crater that they were landing at. They just decided to show you the video that they didn't include those huge aircraft in. But they all got the feeling that they didn't want to be there, or they didn't want them there, and they took a few shots and got the hell out of there. Or maybe they were actually there, and those shots were filmed in some sort of Hollywood studio to avoid the aircraft behind them, right? Who knows? But anyway, I just wanted to show you those two videos. There's more. There's Buzz Aldrin saying that, yeah, there's aircraft out there. We saw it, da-da-da-da-da. Did a whole podcast on Buzz. If you want to go back into the archives, go ahead and look it up. Did a whole podcast on Neil, too. But I think, you know, when we come across these videos and we come across these directors coming out and saying, hey, this stuff's legit. Hey, protect your families, NASA employees. There may be some attack. Come on now, man. It doesn't get more clear than that. So anywho, in the next podcast, we're going to explore, I believe, the Transformers Dark Side of the Moon movie. Steven Spielberg produced, and according to behind-the-scenes folks, NASA was also in on the writing, and this is not like hearsay, this is Buzz Aldrin was in this movie, and NASA signed off on what he said, and what he said is going to be interesting, because you're going to find out that NASA is almost poking fun at itself, so we're going to get into that, and a lot of stuff that was in that movie was legit, and it's all the Dark Side of the Moon stuff, so it's all parallels with this. So I think you're going to enjoy it. Anyway, guys, go enjoy your life, go enjoy your day, have fun, take care of yourselves. You only live once, unless, you know, you believe in reincarnation, then you live hundreds of thousands of times, maybe. And maybe we'll find our way out of the reincarnation cycle. Anyway, guys, take care of your physical health, spiritual health, emotional health, follow through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams, and as always, continue to question the universe around you. Don't be a parrot. Bagok. Lockdown Universe out. Go like, follow, share, subscribe.